Your Bibles, please, to the book of Mark, the 8th chapter. Mark chapter 8, in your Scofield Bible, page 1056. And beginning with verse 22, we'll read responsively through verse 26. The 24th verse is the text verse for this morning's message. May we stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God. And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand, and led him out of the town. And when he had spat on his eyes, and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that he put his hands again upon his eyes, and made him look up, and he was restored, and saw every man clearly. And let's read the 26th together. And he sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into the town, nor tell it to any in the town. And let's pray. We thank you, Lord, for this service. We thank you for this church. We thank you so much for thy word. And we thank you for its faithful preaching in this pulpit, Sunday after Sunday, week after week. Thank you for such a church, for such a preacher. Thank you for this assembly of people, for those who visit with us. We pray for them. We pray that thou wouldst bless in this service in the special, unique way that you have in mind. Give us obedience to thy Spirit in the hearing of thy word, and give power to our preacher. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want to speak this morning on that one little line the Savior spoke when he, a little short verse, he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. I want to speak on the subject, I see man or men as trees. I hope you'll put your everything aside, take everything out of your hands and set up straight and listen to me. I'm not a very good special day speaker. I speak to the needs of people, not according to the calendar. And I'm not opposed to that, but I'm just not a very good special day speaker. And if you come wanting to hear an Easter sermon, I may preach it in October. I don't know. For those of you who are once a year, you'll be disappointed today. In fact, for those of you once a year, you'll be disappointed any day you came here. But I want to speak this morning what I think is a sermon every fundamentalist needs. I see men as trees. Our Heavenly Father, I pray this morning you'd help me, because I want to help some people here, and I want to help them to help some people who are not here. So I pray this morning you'd give us just a little thought that'll have a heap of influence in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Down south, they have a couple of things they don't have up north. I don't misunderstand me. I was reared a southerner. Texas is southerner, southwesterner, hillbilly, call it what you want to call it. But I'd rather live here now than in the south. Because there are more heathen here that need help. But I'm the only fellow alive can make everybody mad within 2 minutes before you even start preaching. But the two things they have down south they don't have up here. One, I'll give you a guess. It's round and yellow. It comes up down south in the east every morning. And it makes a circle across the world. And over in the west, in the evening, it disappears. Maybe you've read about it in geography books. It's called the sun. There's something else down south that we don't have here. It's called spring. Spring. Here we have winter and August. But church is called Spring. Down in the United States, they have a season starts about the 20th of March. Little buds come on the trees. And after a while, things called leaves. Leaves. L-E-A-V-E. Leaves. Don't forget that. You may see some someday. You won't know what they are. And on Easter Sunday down south, everything is bright and sunny and warm. And your coats are put away till next January. That's down south. Up north, it is April the 11th. It's still January in April. I was standing the other day. I love the woods. I especially love the woods. And this is interesting. I love the woods the most without the leaves, because they make me meditative. I preached a sermon on that. See, I give you just a little thought here. Not the sermon this morning, but the trees are alive right now. When they're the most beautiful, they're dying. But right now, they're full of sap, just like the bass section of the choir. And right now, they're full of sap. And they're alive. And they're just beginning to show you their life. They're coming alive, being resurrected right now. But I was out in the woods the other day looking at the trees. And they looked so barren and cold and unfriendly. There was no smile of spring buds. No warmth of their fall coats. And no sheltering shadows. And I realized why. Don't leave me. They were waiting for a little warmth. That's all they're waiting for. Now they look so hard and unfriendly, but you just give them right now a couple of days of warm sunshine, and those hard-looking trees will smile at you with buds. All they need is some warmth. I thought about this scripture. I see men as trees. I saw one tree, and I said, that's the truck driver there. It was a big, round, fat tree. It was falling down and endangering every other tree in the forest. But I saw that one tree, and I said, I see a truck driver there. I see a man driving down the highway with no thought of God today. I see a man that if you looked at him, you'd think he's mighty hard. If you saw him in a truck stop restaurant eating, you'd think he's mighty hard. If you heard him talk when somebody goes the speed limit in front of him, you'd think he's mighty hard. And yet I saw that tree, I saw that truck driver driving down with no thought of going to church. I mean, you guys over here and you gals. When you left home, if somebody said you'd been sitting in church hearing a reverend this morning, you'd have said you're crazy. Except you'd use different language than that. You'd have said you're crazy. Me? Go to church? And you look at those truck drivers at the truck stop over there, they look just like those trees. They look a little hard. Nobody can reach them. And yet, those hard and callous truck driver, all he needs is a bit of warmth. That's all he needs. He needs a little bit of what I'm doing right now. Exactly. A little warmth. And that old hard truck driver will become warm. And some of you guys are going to get saved this morning. I'm warning you right now. Some of you guys are going to walk down this aisle and receive Christ as your Savior this morning. I'm warning you. God's going to cut your heart and you're going to get saved this morning. If somebody told you yesterday you'd have got religion, you'd have punched them out. You probably punched somebody out anyhow yesterday. But I mean, you look at those guys. Look at them. Look how rough they look. But I'm saying, down in the human heart, crushed by the tempter, feelings lie buried that grace can restore. Touched by a loving heart, wakened by kindness, chords that were broken can vibrate once more. I saw those trees, barren and ugly and no green, no brightness, and no buds, and no leaves. And I said, all they need. They're just standing. We don't know it, but they're saying, just give me a little warmth. That's all I need. Just a little warmth, and I promise you, I'll become responsive. I saw a truck driver there, driving down the highway, as I looked at one tree. And I saw people looking at him and say, I bet he wouldn't be interested in God. I bet he wouldn't be interested in going to church. And yet all in the world that truck driver needed is somebody just to be warm to him. As I looked at the trees, I saw a suspicious sailor walking down the street on the naval base. Nobody could get that guy to go to church. Some of you guys here this morning, you haven't been to church. Last time you went to church when you got christened as a baby. They should have drowned you instead of christening you. But that's the last. I mean, and the honest truth, you walk on a bit, you intend to go to church. Good night. Where you were last night was not like church. But anyway, and you look at those guys walking down the base, and you'd say, and I saw sailors, I looked at the trees, and I realized I saw a sailor walking down the base, and no thought of God, and he looked so hard. But down inside, down behind that face that looks indifferent, there's a bud begging to come out. All it needs is some warmth. That's all. You just need somebody to do what I'm doing to those sailors right now. To love them. If I could. But maybe a little warmth. And the woods were full of trees that looked so mean and unfriendly and not even attractive. And I thought, they're just begging. Give me some warmth. And the whole world says today, give me some warmth. That's all I want. I'll live if you'll just give me some warmth. That's all I need. I looked at another tree. I saw an old man in North Hammond several years ago. He looked like my daddy. So much like my daddy. My daddy was an alcoholic and so was he. His name was Dutch Schultz. I was out at his house one day, walked in, and a little trailer house. I walked in and that old hard alcoholic, I said, I'm Brother Hiles, pastor of First Baptist Church. Come on in, Reverend, I'll show you what I can do. He reached up in the cabinet and got a bottle of whiskey. And he said, look what I can do. He said, I'm going to toast you, Jesus. He said, Jesus, this liquor's a toast to you. I toast you, Jesus. And began to drink it. Looked at me and said, now what you going to say, Reverend? I said, I'm going to say, I love you. And you remind me of my daddy. And that old tree began to blossom. All it needed was somebody to say, I love you. Some of you young people say to me, college young people say, my dad's not the type to say I love you to. Try it. Try it. And that old the alcoholic stumbling down Skid Row today, he looks, who could reach him? The guy in the tavern, the guy in the nightclub, the guy guzzling on his liquor, the guy in this filthy hellhole out here on Calumet Street called Kenny Mays. I mean, those people walking in there, they look unreachable, but the honest truth is, I see them as trees. Trees in the springtime, or just before the springtime warmth, saying, give me some warmth. I don't really feel like I look. There's something down inside that'll respond if you'll give me some love, and give me some kindness, and give me some sunshine, and give me some warmth. And that's what people all across America, they say, how do you reach those truck drivers? You love them. That's how you reach them. How do you reach those sailors? You love them. That's how you reach them. How do you reach those alcoholics? And how do you reach them? You love them. I mean, down in everybody's, there's nobody unreachable for God. They just need a little warmth. I looked at the trees, the woods. They look so impersonal. They looked like they were frowning at me and looked like they had no desire. And they were hard-looking and crusty-looking. And it dawned on me. In just a few days, those trees will smile with their buds.
And a few days after that, the beautiful leaves will come out. And I'll come to this same place, and I'll see those trees smiling and laughing and rejoicing, and the winds go in, going through their leaves and making beautiful sounds, and the birds on their branches singing, and a great choir coming from the earthly chancel, and they'll rejoice and be happy and smile. And I said, what's the difference? One thing. A little warmth. Every tree in this area right now is crying, give me some warmth. Give me some sunshine. And every sinner in this area is crying, give me some warmth. Give me some sunshine. There's no such thing as hard people. Folks, I've seen the hardest folks in the world absolutely crumble beneath the love of God. They just want some warmth. I saw, as I continued walking through the woods, I saw this tree, and I see trees as men walking. And I saw a middle-aged man who lived in South Hammond. I was going out soul winning one day, and I was driving across the tracks over here on Soul Street. I was driving across the tracks. And all of a sudden, the Lord said to me, turn around and go back and see that man. But I said, Lord, he works in a factory. And he doesn't come home for lunch. The Lord said, go see him. And I said, but look, he's out working. He wouldn't be at home. I turned my car around on the tracks over here and drove out into South Hammond and rang the doorbell. And this old heart, one of the hardest men you ever saw in your life, he came to the door. And I said, sir, I'm Brother Hiles. He said, look, I haven't got time for you. I said, listen, he said, I came home for lunch. I forgot something. Had to come home for lunch. I haven't got time. And I'm not interested in that religious stuff. I don't have time. His daughter sings in the choir right now, First Baptist Church of Hammond. She's here this morning, I'm sure. And I went out in the car, and I began to cry. And I said, he couldn't be that hard. I got out of the car, walked back up to the front door. I rang the bell. He came. He looked at me, and I fell at his feet. And Dr. Jack Hiles hugged his feet and kissed his feet. And I said, you've got to get saved today. He said, Reverend, you really care, don't you? And I saw the buds come out on that tree. And I saw the sap come out and the life come in that tree. And I saw the leaves come. And that man began to weep. And he came to Christ that very day. I'm saying, what do you need? A lot of people have to be scolded, but most people just need some warmth. That's all they need. Down in the human heart, I said a while ago, crushed by the tempter, feelings lie buried, that grace can restore, and love can restore, and kindness can restore, and compassion can restore, and tears can restore, and courtesy can restore. I say the First Baptist Church of Hammond, with all of our narrow-mindedness, as the world calls it, with all of our convictions and standards, we ought to go across this area and spread across it like a blanket, being sunshine to cause the deadness and the hardness of people to bring forth buds. Just a little warmth. I saw the trees. I looked at one tree and I saw a cocky gang member walking down the streets of Chicago trying to convince people he's a man. And that's what they're doing. The only way they can convince folks they're men is not by restraint from wrong, but by hurting somebody or killing somebody. That guy wouldn't be interested, would he? All of a sudden, a strange-looking bunch walks up. The guy's got white sidewall haircuts. They got ties on and white shirts. And they walk up to this gang member that everybody else fears. And they say, hi, how are you today? I'm not so good. We just came to tell you some good news. And the sunshine begins to permeate and penetrate. And he finds somebody that cares. In a world where nobody cares, he finds somebody that cares. In a world where nobody loves, he finds somebody who loves. In a world where nobody weeps, he finds somebody that weeps. And they're all over this building right now. I'm talking about former gang members, men who carried guns, young men that carried guns and tried to kill and hate and harm and injure and damage. They're here and they're saved and they're on their way to heaven. Why? They were just waiting for the warmth, that's all. I see them as trees walking. I kept on walking through the woods. I saw another tree. That tree I saw a little boy. In fact, several little boys. I saw them back in the alley behind our church several years ago, vandalizing our church. I saw them maybe doing a little damage here and there to some cars in the parking lot. One day, they live around here, little boys. And one day I decided to go out and meet them. I walked out, those little boys that were vandalizing the church and the cars and so forth. Went over to the bank and I got me a big old sack of change. I mean nickels and dimes and pennies and quarters and half dollars. I filled up a bag with them and I went out and saw those little kids out there in the alley. I said, "Hey, fellas, scramble! Scramble!" "What? What?" I said, "See that?" And I pulled out a whole lot of change. And a handful of change looks like an awful lot to a little boy or a married man. And judging the way your wives would dress some of you, you'd love to see a little change right now today. And I said, "Scramble! Get it!" And man, like cockroaches hidden for a piece of bread, they took off and got the money. They said, "How about some more?" I said, "I got some more." Reach down. I wish I'd have thought it. I'd brought some this morning and done it here in this service just like that. But I said, "Scramble!" Those little old urchin boys were not urchin boys. They were like trees begging for warmth. And after they'd gotten all the money that I had to scramble, they gathered around me. We began to talk with each other. They grew up near our church. Though there have been some problems living next to near a church like this, a lot of problems. But those little boys have always respected me. They're grown now. One of them is the assistant to the mayor of the city of Hammond. Just needed some warmth. I saw that boy as a tree. And those trees seemed to say to me, "We're not like we look. We're not hard and cold and wintry like we look. Down inside us there's something that's begging for some warmth. Just give us some warmth and we'll live. Give us some warmth and we'll bud. Give us some warmth, we'll have leaves. Give us some warmth, we'll give you shade. All we ask is warmth." And that's what the world needs today, is some warmth. That's all. I continued walking. I saw an unsaved couple walking in our church one Sunday years ago. I saw them sitting over here on my left in the service that morning. After the service, I went to them and met them. Somebody told me that couple sitting over didn't like your preaching. That's hard for you to understand, as wonderful a preacher as I am. But I said, "That's hard to understand, as wonderful a preacher as I am." Thank both of you. But anyway, they said they didn't like my preaching. And the next Sunday they came back. And I couldn't believe it. I was even further surprised they walked the aisle and got saved. I was shocked they got baptized. After the service, I walked up to them and I said, "Mr. So-and-so," I said, "I'm so glad you came this morning, and I'm so glad you got saved and baptized. But somebody told me something. I believe that. I want to apologize to you. I believe the lie. Somebody told me that you came last Sunday and didn't like my preaching." And the man said, "They were right. We didn't like your preaching last Sunday, and we don't like your preaching this Sunday either." I said, "Then pray tell me, why did you come back?" And that man, saved less than a few hours, looked at me and tears rolled down his cheeks. And he said, "Because you came back last Sunday after the sermon. We didn't like your preaching. We didn't like you. But you came back and you shook our hands." And he said, "Mister," he said, "you told me some words that nobody but my wife has ever told me." He said, "My parents never told me. Nobody ever told me but my wife. You looked at me and you called my name and said, I love you." Behind the man's face looked so barren and hard, and was a little antagonistic. There was life. There was sap there, saying, "Give me some warmth. Give me some warmth." By the way, that man's been a Baptist preacher now for many years. Served for 18 years on this staff. His assistant pastor now for Dr. Jim Vineyard in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. His name is C.W. Fisk. He looked so hard. I didn't like that preacher. I didn't like him. Okay, he didn't like my preaching, but he liked my loving. Just some warmth is all he needed. I continued looking at the trees. I saw a little cluster of trees over here. And I saw a bunch of hippies. I was in Los Angeles preaching. I went after the service in the evening. I went back to my hotel, and there was a restaurant. It looked like a Denny's, something like that. I went in to get just a bowl of soup or something. Well, a hamburger and some French fries and some onion rings and a chocolate shake and some scrambled eggs and some bacon and some pancakes with syrup with butter on top and a little midnight snack. I walked over, looked over there, and there's a bunch of long-haired. You never saw such a motley crowd in your life unless you saw the sailors back here this morning. Motley crowd. And they look so hard. They look so hard. Nobody could reach them. I mean, boy, they might kidnap you and they might steal your car. I walked over and sat down right in the middle of them. I said, hey, guys and gals. I couldn't tell which was which. I had maybe all guys, all gals, or a combination. I don't know. And in fact, in each person may have been a combination. I don't know. That was funny. We should have heard that. And I got talking to them. And pretty soon they warmed up to me. And after a while, we're cutting up. I told a bunch of funny stories, not the kind truck drivers and sailors would tell, but our bass section of the choir. I told a bunch of funny stories. And they warmed up. And they said, hey, what are you out here for? I said, I'm preaching. They said, where? I said, San Diego. They said, when? I said, tomorrow night. They said, could we go? Oh, brother. If I walked in a Baptist church with that crowd with me, what in the world? I said, sure, you can go. The next night, we all got together, about 15, 20 of us. One short hair and a bunch of long hairs, and one had a bath, and the others didn't. The word soap was a dirty four-letter word. I went down to the San Diego. By the way, the pastor of that church at the time is pretty well known now. He's not a fundamentalist like he used to be, but what's the guy's name? He's in San Diego. Guy's on national television now. You don't know him more than I do. Anyway, I got out of the car that night and walked up. And the pastor walked out to meet me, and here came my entourage. Looked like a convention of a motorcycle gang. He said, who are these folks? And those guys stood waiting to see what I said. And I said, these are my friends. These are my friends. I was out there for several nights. Every night they went with me. I preached in 3 or 4 different churches, and they went with me everywhere I went. And they said, Brother Hiles, would you come out here to Southern California and start a church? We'll join it. What an enticement. I said, man, no, I pastor First Baptist Church. Oh, come on, Brother Hiles. You got a great church. They don't need you there. We need somebody like you out here. Come out here and start a church. We will finance it. I said, I can't do that, man. One guy that is tripping over his hair said, if we get haircuts, would you come? Who in the world would think that truck driver, endangering all of our lives, could be reached? Just need some warmth. Who would think that sailor walking down the street could be reached? Just need some warmth. Who would think those hippies, long-haired hippies, congregated in a restaurant late at night in Los Angeles area, who would think they could be reached? Just like anybody in the world can be reached, brother. They just need some warmth, that's all. I saw, as I walked through the forest, I saw a group of trees. And I saw in one tree a group of college students when I was a young man, East Texas Baptist College, Marshall, Texas. Every Friday night, we'd get together in a car, several cars, and we'd go to Tyler, Texas, to the tuberculosis sanatorium there. And we'd go to every ward, about 30-some-odd wards. We'd go to every ward, and we'd have preaching services all over the place every Friday night. But one night, we stopped for a hitchhiker. hitchhiker got in the car and he pulled a gun, pointed it to the driver. He said to the driver, he said, "Say your last words, buddy." He just said to me, my last words, I just said, "Help!" He said, "Say your last words, buddy." And the driver of that car said, "Somebody loves you. Somebody loves you." And that man began to cry. He put down his gun. And he said, "Who?" "Nobody loves me." "Oh," he said, "yes, the two people love you. I know. Jesus loves you. And I love you. I love you." And that man received Christ. About to kill somebody. "I don't care who it is. I don't care who it is. How hard he looks. How brazen he looks. How dull he looks. How bad he looks. Just some warmth is all he needs." I was at a restaurant in Illinois. And a restaurant came walking up. And she was crabby as your wife was this morning. "But all your wife wants is some money." "I'm warm. Some warm money, that's what she wants." And I had a little extra money, and I left a $20 tip for that crabby waitress. Now, I'm not going to eat in your restaurant, so don't you get your hopes up. I went to the men's room. When I got out of the men's room, she was standing at the door. She said, "I asked where you went." And she was weeping. She said, "I can't tell you how much I needed that." She said, "I'm not a bad person. I treated you meanly. I know that, but I'm not a bad person. I can't tell you." That old crabby nurse, waitress. See, was I in a hospital or was I in a... Yeah, it was a noon meal to hospital is what it was. I hope you get old someday. I really do. I was out in a little town called Roy, Washington the other day. Roy, Washington. Blink your eyes one time and you won't even know you went through it. Population of about 350 people. Had about that many in the service that night, and they met in a gymnasium. And I got there just about the time the service started. I was speaking second, so I sat out in the audience, as I always do during the first sermon. And Dr. Alice Dobson was preaching first, and while I walked over, and there's a bunch of teenagers sitting over here, a bunch of guys, about eight of them, I guess. They look just like teenagers do at church. They couldn't give a flip about nothing. And they were sitting there like this. I said, I'm gonna see what I can do with those guys. I walked over and I said, "Is this where all the ugly people sit?" The guy said, "Yeah." I said, "This is my spot then." he went. I said, "You guys look like you've been here for a long time." Service was just about to start. Somebody came and asked my autograph. I signed it. And somebody else came. These guys, they didn't know who I was. They looked over me. I was signing Bibles and signing programs there, and line was forming. And finally, when the service started, the guy beside me said, "You must be pretty popular." I said, "No." I said, "They just feel sorry for ugly people, that's all." I said, "You wait till you see your line, buddy, when it formed." You should have seen them fall out of their chairs when I walked up to be the next speaker. Next night I walked in. I walked the same door. They were over here facing that way. But they were looking back. One of them went. I walked over. I said, "What do you want?" He said, "This is the ugly section." And those old hardened teenagers and I became real buddies. You know why? They're just begging for somebody to give them some warmth. This Easter Sunday, let dead love be resurrected today. This is Easter Sunday. Let dead forgiveness be resurrected today. This is Easter Sunday. Let dead warmth be resurrected today. This is Easter Sunday. Let dead kindness be resurrected today. This is Easter Sunday. Let dead thoughtfulness be resurrected today. This is Easter Sunday. Let dead courtesy be resurrected today. Just some warmth. I'll be going out to the woods, same place again, often. In a few days, they're going to say, a few months, they're going to say it's 70 degrees today. I'll say it's also August 12th. But I'll see those trees. And I'll tell you what, you can almost see them as they bud. And you can almost see the leaves as they jump on the trees. All they want is some warmth. That's what you guys want. That's what you guys want. That's what everybody wants. That's why the Apostle Paul said, the love of Christ constraineth us. The love of Christ constraineth us. What constrains you to want to get saved? He loves you. What constrains you to want to come to Christ? He loves you. He loves you. Let the warmth of the love of Christ today permeate. Let it infiltrate. And let it seep in. And the hardest person in this room this morning can become a budding, smiling child of God. It's the warmth. That's what you're begging for today. You're begging for it. Just some warmth. The trees. Ugly? Yeah. Barren? Uh-huh. Dark? Uh-huh. Cold? Yeah. Unfriendly? Sure. Not doing a thing for anybody. But they're begging. Just underneath that bark, there's some sap. Let me out. Let me out. Let me out! Let me out! I don't ask for anything. Just a little warmth. And if you'll give me just a little warmth, I'll give you 6 months of delight and pleasure. Just a little warmth. Christ comes today and says, I love you. Let His warmth cause you to come to Him. Let Easter Sunday, the day of we remember the resurrection of our Savior, cause you to be resurrected from a dead life to a life of being a child of God. Our Heavenly Father, thank You for the warmth of the love of Christ. And may it so permeate us till we will shed abroad that love. Our heads are bowed. Please do not leave this.